taking control of your cash flow. That is step 3 of our guide to the financial fast track. How do you do that? Taking control of your cash flow. We've all heard the theories, we've all heard the advice, cut up your credit cards, live below your means. Ugh, that sounds horrible. I like my credit cards. Rich Dad liked his credit cards. That's not our philosophy. Rich Dad's philosophy is expand your means to be able to live the lifestyle you desire. And that is the basis of everything we try to teach.
And at the same time, Rich Dad also said, if you're digging in a hole, stop digging. So what is that advice, Sharon? It almost sounds like he's telling us not to get into debt.
Well, Rich Dad understands that some people are so deeply in debt that they can't even imagine the possibility of expanding their means. They're so trapped in this entire spiral down into debt that first they have to stop the downward spiral. And you do that through education and one step at a time. Cash flow management is something that you learn. We don't teach it in school. It's not something that anybody gets educated about. It's not part of the educational program. We are trying to bring that education to you so you can help yourself learn cash flow management, apply it to your life, and get out of debt.
I have a question, though. You know, if Rich Dad says that we should just expand our means, does that mean just that making more money is the answer?
Good question, Diane. It is exactly not what he means. You could go out and get a second job, work hard, and you're still actually, you're just losing more time. You're not developing anything in the long term. What we want you to do is learn how to expand your means by buying assets. Income from those assets will help you move forward in the right direction. But some people can't even imagine buying assets, and that's why we have this section in the program, because we want to assist people who feel so deep in debt that they feel hopeless. We want them to know there is hope. There's a way to get yourself out of debt.
I know this is a personal passion of yours. You care a lot about people being able to get this control. A question for you, as you've worked with people about this, what do you think has gotten them where they are? Why are they in this trouble now?
I call it the delayed nightmare. In part of our program, we talk about delayed gratification, and that's building up the income to buy the asset. And the allure of credit cards has what I call the delayed nightmare effect. So you go out and you buy what you want. You pull out the plastic, you charge it, you've got your new stereo. Great. You bring it home, you listen to it straight 48 hours, every minute of every day. Then all of a sudden, you get back to your normal routine, and the stereo looks good. It's over there in the corner. You see it every day. It makes you smile. 30 days later, what happens? You get the bill. Oops. Well, now you have to pay for it. And if you choose not to pay for it, what happens? It just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing unless you change your habits of how you buy. And that's the part that is most detrimental of credit cards. You get a credit card. What happens? You pay the minimum. Well, you have good credit. You keep charging on that credit card every month. You keep making the same minimum payment. You end up getting another credit card in the mail. Another credit card. You have great credit. Your credit report is clean. You get another credit card. All of a sudden, you have 8 to 10 credit cards in your purse or in your wallet, and you're making minimum payments. So what do you do? We talked about that in the last section, that house of cards, house of credit cards. It implodes and falls on top of you. In fact, you have a calculation to share with us, don't you?
In fact, we were talking about that just a little bit ago. Do you realize if you had $10,000 as a balance on your credit card, and that's not too much, really, so you've charged $10,000 and making the minimum payment of $150 a month, which was reasonable, that's what a lot of people would do, on a standard 18% per annum interest rate credit card, do you know it's going to take 24 years to pay that off?
I think we should repeat that. 24 years. And that's without increasing the debt anymore in those 24 years, right?
Right. That's as if you don't use this credit card anymore. And you know, the thing that I find so amazing with that is if you buy a house, it takes roughly 30 years to pay it off. So we have something similar to a house, but a house appreciates. It goes up in value. What happens to the items that you typically pay for with a credit card? The stereo unit. Do you think it's going to last 24 years? I don't think so. Do you think it's going to be in vogue 2 years from now? Probably not.
No, you're going to have given it away and bought a new one and still had the debt on the old one.
That's exactly right. And I like Sharon's comment of calling it a delayed nightmare, because that's what happens. It's not only 30 days later when the bill shows up, there's a little bit of, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? But 10 years later, you're still getting this bill and you can't even remember what it's for. It's suddenly just a bill that shows up, one of many, most likely.
Absolutely. And the part that when Diane spoke about the passion I have about this, I have three children. They're all young adults now. But it just infuriated me. By the time they turned 18, we started getting credit card offers from them weekly. At least once a week, we'd get a credit card offer. Our use of credit cards, I will say, I've never paid credit card interest because I actually like my credit cards because it helps me keep track of my expenses. It's a great record-keeping tool. I have a credit card for each business I'm involved in, and I have a credit card that's personal. So it helps me be my own accountant a little better than trying to figure it out at the end of the month. So I love credit cards, but I hate paying interest because that interest is not deductible on your personal income tax return. So I use it that way, and my kids saw us using our credit cards that way. Of course, what they saw was, charge it, Mom. Oh, just charge it, Mom. They never really understood that we were paying it off each month. If you've read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you read the story of my oldest son. He went away to college, and before the end of his first semester, had gotten himself into $1,000 worth of credit card debt. Now, that may not sound like a lot of money to some people, but to him, that was a lot of money, and to me, who was footing his bills, I thought that was an incredibly large amount of money, besides the fact that he'd done it without our knowledge. So we started getting phone calls, and he couldn't come up with the minimum payment each month. So we had a choice as parents. We could pay it off, or we could let him dig himself out of his own hole. We chose that he had taken the responsibility to get himself there. He needed to find a way to get out of it. And it took him about 4 years to get that off his credit report. He paid it off in a year, but of course it was on his credit. So it took him 4 to 5 years. In fact, I still remember the day I got the phone call, Mom, it's off. I've got a good credit report again. It was the best lesson he could have learned.
And actually, that probably again bears repeating. Not only are these credit cards becoming a nightmare as you have to continue paying, if you miss a payment or you start having late payments, these will affect your credit rating. And as you try to move into other arenas of investing, particularly real estate investing, you may find it very difficult to get additional loans because of something that happened 2, 3, or even 4 years ago, as in the case of Sharon's son. Think twice before you use your credit card if you don't have the plan to immediately pay it off.